this month we had a tremendous Yafas Shemayah of learning in Yonim, our Sona Geetas, in coming Shuras. Baruch Hashem managed to fit in what we needed to. On to the last stretch on this Sugya. Tav Kuf Gimel Omed Beis. We've done it. Well, shall we finish?
Yesterday was
the chazan. So, Kimotel Avduri. When Rava came to doing Havdalah, Kimotel Avduri, Kom Shamei Vadli Kavuka Mishagi. The Shamish went and took a candle, a Avuka from a candle. Avuka is a multiple flames. Torch, as they would call it in English, and he lit a torch from the existing candle. It was an existing candle. Then he took a torch and he lit from that. Why do you need to do that? Why do you need to have an avuka? You had a candle here. Well, what's going on here? Why do you have to take an avuka? Rabbanot, can I trouble you to bring in a Morgan Avraham Marish Tzadi Ches? It's Erechaim Chedek Beis. Shkeach. Oman Cheshage, there's a candle there already. So why are you doing this? Omalei, Shamom Yidaita Nav Sheik Ovid. The Shamash is doing it on his own. The Shamash is doing it. He didn't ask me what to do. What do you want from me? The Shamash did it on his own accord. Omalei, Sev Yaakov said to him, do me a favor. If he didn't hear from you what to do, he wouldn't have done that. Shamashim don't do things on their own accord. He must have heard from you what to do. So he said, okay, I'll tell you the real reason. The real reason is, do you not hold of this idea that avukah avdola mitzvah amufcha, that it's mitzvah and amufcha to use an avukah? Avukah is as two flames together. And the idea is that when we say Bari Mari Eish, the reason why we're saying it, one of the reasons is because it's got multiple colors. Mari Rei has multiple colors. It's blue and yellow and orange and red, all different colors in a flame. And it's more nicker, it's more noticeable when you have a double flame. It's more noticeable that. They actually, even on one flame, has that. But it's more noticeable, Shkirch about it. It's more noticeable when you have a double flame, and therefore it's mitzvah and a mufcha to have a double flame, and that's why the Shamash used a double flame. So that's the first part of the thing. It says Rashi, Rashbam, Kom Shame Kimoto Rovel Abduli. Kimoto Rovel Abduli. Once again, the Rashbam has a Gevaldige Arichas to tell us whether we're talking about which story we're talking about on Shabbos, which story we're talking about on the weekday. Le'el Koi, it's going on referring back to the story of Rabbi Yaakov Abel. The Rabbi Yaakov Abba ikled be Rava. Rabbi Yaakov Abba came to the house of Rava. Vahu uvda. Pesu the Shabbos ikim leel. That's what it was talking about on Shabbos. Mishum ha milse docha. Because, had I know that was talking about Shabbos, we said it was talking about Shabbos because of it. Te mashma on what's the Shabbos. Here's mashma on what's the Shabbos. Aschil Rava levoich bichas Avdolah. On what's the Shabbos, Rava started to make a broch of Avdolah. Because of that, got drawn in. The grower is drawn in. Anyone who's unfortunately had a car that broke down here knows that you have to call up the grower, or whatever it is. It's somebody who drags the tow truck, right? So here it's Agav Grora. That means we started talking about Rabbi Yaakov. And because since we started with Rabbi Yaakov and Rava, who were talking about when you did a Shabbat and when you had a Bracha Achrina. You made a new Bari Pei Hagafen on the Birchas HaMazon. So we mentioned also our Mema Mazutra and Ravashi, who got tow trucked in, got pulled in due to it. The Mema Mazutra is the Rava Ravashi, let's say that Mema Mazutra hold of Rava and Ravashi doesn't hold of it. Says Rashbam, but like in the Frushi. Don't, maybe it's going back on the story right before on the Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, about 10 lines down, where there Avona by Yehuda came to the house of Rava and he saw he made the Brocha Bomer Eish before Bomer Eish saw him. Maybe it's going on that one. And not going on this one down the bottom. The one down the bottom is not talking about Shabbos. Again, for some reason, the Rashbam's out of his way trying to say maybe the story of Rava at the bottom was not talking about Shabbos. Maybe he was talking about a weekday. Says Rashbam, you can't say that. Leishayach lemeima ki mota la'avduli. You can't use the words when they came to Abdullah kom shami, because that story was already talking about Abdullah. But kvar amarnu shahoyam avdil. That was talking about Abdullah. He was talking about Abdullah, and he did Bomer Eish before Bomer Eish saw him. So he was talking about that. Right. The abir kvar b'som amar. He already made the bracha on the b'som and the ma'or. So what's now ki mota la'avduli? We're ready up to Abdullah already. Meantime, why do we have this story in the middle, in between, jutting in between the first story and the second story? Says the Rashbam, it's clear that the story of Rav Yaakov Abba with Rava was referring to a Shabbos, and now we came to Avdolah. What could have been? Maybe this was talking about weekday, and the story beforehand was talking about Shabbos. The answer is no, can't be. Why? Because the story beforehand already said that we came to Abdullah, already talking about Abdullah. So he's saying about Kimotel Abdullah, when it came to Abdullah, already we're talking about Abdullah. And also, if it's a direct continuation of the story 8 lines down, of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, why did we interject it with the story about something else, about Bei Pergofen on the Birchas Amos? Therefore, says Rashbam, it's clear that the story of Rava and Reb Yaakov, which was Birchas Amozin, Birchas Amozin, was clearly talking about on a Shabbos day. Why are we so desperate to know if it's talking about Shabbos day? And Avraham is still trying to work that out. I'm just saying the Rashbam here, once again, is trying to prove to us that this story over here was talking about Shabbos day. For some reason, it's muchach, and it's important for us to know. We've had that three times it's important for us to know that the story at the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph is referring to a Shabbos day. And over here, the Rashbam told it to us. Over here, the Rashbam told us. In the middle of our Maimi, he said, you should know that one's talking about weekday. But here, this story of Rava was talking about Shabbos day. Yet Hashem, after Shavuos, we had a Gilui of Shefa upon the adventure, and we'll all have a good pshat. Why the Rashbam is out of his way to tell it to us. At the moment now, it's eluding us. At the moment now, we don't know. Indeed, the Medrash, what's the parsha that's got the most Medrash? The parsha in the Torah that's got the most Medrash is Parsha's Nosei. Why? Why Parsha's Nosei? It's a heard once, because after Matan Torah, such a chef of Torah that came in the world, they're just piling in the Midrashim. Temiyat Hashem, by Monday morning, we'll all have a good pshat. Why on earth is Rashbam out of his way to prove that he's talking about Shabbos? Could be it's a partial territory, we don't know at the moment. Rafi, what's so important?
Just when the Grab kept saying weekday, could have been a weekday Yom Tov.
Why do you want to say that?
Because you had a kibbutz.
I was talking about Shabbos, I wasn't talking about weekday. I said he's talking about Shabbos.
Okay.
Rashbam's saying it's Shabbos and not weekday, it's Shabbos.
Why does he have to say it so many times?
Right. So why does that say many times?
Say if it was a weekday Yom Tov, wouldn't that have a kiddush coming in? Wouldn't
that Yom Tov? Should I say it wasn't a weekday Yom Tov? Why Shabbos? Say it was a weekday. Why say it was Shabbos? Don't talk about weekday. Don't talk about a weekday Shabbos Yom Tov. It was a weekday. Mama, what's bothering him? Why is he out of his way saying it's a Shabbos and not that it's a weekday? That's the question. So we don't know the Torah yet. Vaita, kom shami. Next Rashbam. Kom shami derava. Adlik, the Shamish of Rava. Shamish de Rava, the Shamish of Rava. And Adlik Avuka Bishrag, he lit an Avuka with the candle. Omani of Yaakov Abba Le Rava, Lacha Shibda, after he did Abdullah, because you don't interrupt your Rebbe for no reason. So Lacha Shibda, after he did Abdullah, he asked him, Lomani Lema David Kuleai, why did he do that? Lomani Lema, why did Rabbi need David to do Kulai all this? Hayke Shaga, there's a Shaga there. So he says, what do you want from me? Daitan Avshay, Meatmo, Ashaloy Tzivisiv. He did it on his own accord. I didn't tell him what to do. Hold the comma, you're over, Lucas, you know. To Rabba Atma, who to come out there, Rabbi Yaakov Abba. Hold the comma, you're over. These words, Hold the comma, you're over, Lucas, you know. Now, the Rashbam had a Gemara that had a Girsa. The Rabba said back to him, I don't understand what you want. Ha'omale Rabba, Rabba said that you're meant to have an avuka for a candle. It's mitzvah and a mufcha. Mitzvah and a mufcha to have a candle. So obviously, it says Rashbam, you can't say that because it's Rabba speaking. Rava won't say, haven't you heard what Rava said? It's Rava speaking. So Mela, he wasn't Gerisit. That what Rava said, that Avuka Mitzim in a Mufcha, Rava, Rashbam said, we don't have that Gerisit. Because it's Rava speaking. It's Rava speaking. If it's Rava speaking, he's not going to say, what, you don't know what Rava said?
Couldn't have been Rava.
Right. Oh, very good. So the Rif has a different Gersa. I don't know if anyone spotted that. The Rif had a Gersa. Not Rava, but rather it's on Daf Chaf Aleph. In Daf Chaf Aleph. In my printer, in Rabbi's printer, was. He says, Omele, Hochi Omarav, Avuko, Labdala Mitzvah Nuchu. He had a Gersa Rav, not Rav. So you can put in those words. Some people do have a gizah rabba, and that would also be good. The Rashbam had the gizah in his gemara rabba, and therefore he said it can't be. Rabba wouldn't say about himself, this is what Rabba said. So you know, he wasn't gizah, took it out. Top. So the point which we raised yesterday was the...
Can
you
Wait, I thought Rav
because
saying,
the Shamash doesn't speak in front of his Rebbe.
I thought he was just saying, don't you hold the...
He said that, but don't quote himself on that.
There was a Gersa.
The Rashbam had a Gersa, which he tells us to take out. We don't have it. Yeah. The Rashbam had a Gersa, that Hochi Omer Rava, the Avuka Mitzvah Menem Mufcha. So Rashbam says, I don't have that Gersa. So the Nakoda which we raised yesterday is that the conversation here is a bit weird. On the one hand, he asked a very valid question. Why are you doing an avuka? To which he says, what do you want from me? The Shamash did on his own. Shamash had I didn't have shay. So he said, but the Shamash wouldn't have done it had you not heard from you. Okay, I'll tell you the real reason. So tell him the real reason straight away. What's this playing around? So this Rosh says, is that lechaviv tam hadova alof. To make it more, to say that he really wants it. And then I'm going to tell you the answer. I said, you know, some people, they ask questions, not really interested in the answer, just happy to throw a question. So happy to throw a question, I'll give you an answer. But once I see that your mamish are interested in it, then I'll tell you the real answer. That's a certain type of mahalach like that. There's a type of mahalach like that. For instance, if you want to buy the brisket of Sforim, my magachir, I think maybe I told you this once, but my magachir in my Rosh Kedol, where I was in Yerushalayim, he wanted to buy a sefer of the brisket of. So the brisket Rav Sforim, you have to buy it only from the mishpacha. You can't buy it from the stores, at least in those days. Even now, basically, you can't. So he wanted to buy the Reb Chaim, it was one of the brisket Rav Sforim. So he knocked at the door of the brisket Rav, and he said, is the Rav here? So the answer was, he wanted to buy it for him. So he slammed the door, nisht yet, not now. So he knocked on the door again. When? I told you not now. So he knocked again. He said, tell me when, yeah. So come later on. He had to come later to get it. And then he went, eventually he managed to buy it. So why'd they do it like that? What's wrong? Just here's your safe. You want to buy it? No. They only want to give a sorium to somebody who they know want to learn it. Not because you want it on your bookcase. If you want to learn it, you'll do ma'amat in order to get it. So Mela. That's the type of person I want to give my swarm to. The same as the type of swarm. Kiles Yaakov, you can't buy in this store. Can't buy Kiles Yaakov. Gewaldige swarm, you can't buy in this store. So you used to have to buy it from the stipler, and I have to buy it from Chaim. So you used to go to the stipler and say, that's Chaim's father, and say, I'd like to buy a swarm. So why? What are you learning? So I'm learning Sukkah. Ah, so you want to learn Sukkah, Pesedah. If you're stumped because you want on the store, you're not going to get it, Bechlal. Because I'm not giving my Sforim to be used as a bookcase or wallpaper. My Sforim are there for people who want it. So Mela, that's what Tizrosh is saying here as well. You're asking a question, I'm going to play with you around to see in Bemet you want it. But once you've struggled to know and Bemet you want it, then I'll tell you the answer.
Sounds like that's also the
Hanahaga
of Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, well done.
But isn't it a mitzvah just to buy Sfarim Pepin and Gal? Just
like, I'm buy other Sfarim, not my Sfarim.
But these are Amoraim.
Right.
So he doesn't think that another part of the other way to learn. He's just asking questions.
If you really want, I'll tell it to you.
Kahilu Saka, that's on his Shas?
Yeah. Okay, that is the
same from a long time ago. He didn't want to sell books to rich people, because all rich people want to do is put it in their collection.
Right, okay. That's the Malach of Tezrosh, the interesting Malach. And Modcha had another Malach. I don't know if you saw it, you managed to see it. Everyone managed to go through the Modcha?
Yeah.
Okay. If you all managed to go through, we can say about Peh. We don't need to read it inside. But the idea was of the Modcha was like this. The Modcha said that they weren't speaking to each other. They had a miscommunication. One was saying one thing and the other one was saying, understood that he was saying something else. And he answered him based on his understanding. And he answered him back based on understanding that he understood what he was saying, and it turned out neither of them were talking to each other. Dainu, says the Matra, Rava understood that Rav Yaakov was asking a question like this. There was a candle already there. So you have a candle for your Bayer Ma'ir. So why on earth are you going out of your way to make an avuka? I understand there's an Indian to make an avuka. That's if you want to make a candle to begin with. But once you have a candle already there, why do you have to be matriach yourself to make an avuka? That's what Rava understood that Rabbi Yaakov was asking. To which Rava answers back, you're right. There's absolutely no reason to be matriach yourself to make an avuka if you already have a candle. And the Shamash did it on his own. To which Rabbi Yaakov answered like this. Rabbi Yaakov misunderstood the whole conversation, because that's not what Rabbi Yaakov was asking. Rabbi Yaakov was actually asking him, why is he doing it in the first place? Why are you making an avuka? I don't know why you're making an avuka from a candle. Why are you making an avuka? So Rabbi Yaakov said, he wouldn't have made this mistake unless there's a basis for this mistake. You're telling me that there's no need for him to have done it. But no shamash would go out and make an avuka from a candle if there was no need for an avuka. So why is there an avuka in the first place? Because that's my question. Why is there an avuka in the first place? And then Rav Chat. And then Rav understood what Rav Yaakov really wanted. Rav understood that Rav Yaakov wanted, why is there an avuka in the first place? Why you ever b'chlal make an avuka? And then Rav said, well, avuka, of course there's mitzvah and avuka. That means Rav Yaakov was saying to him, no shamash would go ahead and make an avuka if there's no basis for it. So there must be a basis for it. So Rava said, in this story, there's taka no need for it. But why generally we make an avuka? Yeah, because it's mitzvah amufa to make a avuka. But it comes out, Allah and Maitse comes out from this motra. Comes out. If somebody has a candle, there is no need to make a avuka for such a thing. The whole need to make avuka is if you're making a candle in the first place. But if you already have a candle there, there's no need for the avuka bechal, which is a moedik and afkamina for us on Motzei Shabbos. Because Motzei Shabbos, we're going to have the Yom Tov candles there already. So according to the Motzei, there's the bechal, no sugi bechal of whether you have to make an avuka on Motzei Yom Tov this week, because you've got a candle, then there's no need to make an avuka. If you've already got a candle, you don't need to make an avuka.
Is a candle being used for a specific mitzvah? Why would you be able to use it for something else?
Because you're allowed to. The candle's there for light, so you're allowed to use it for
that.
So once I don't want halachic shailas at the moment. It's just one of pshat. So the achrenim say that this motcha, which came out of gevaldige halacha lemaisa, the achrenim say that if that's true, why is it not brought down in the psak? Why is it not brought down in Shulchan Aruch or anything like that? Why is it not brought down in Salacha? The very negeh halacha, that avuk is only negeh if you're lighting in the first place, but if it's ready lit, you don't need to. So therefore, both the Magen Avraham and the Taz say a different pshat. They say a different pshat, that what? They say pshat in the Gemara like this. Maisahoyo Shoyane Mudluk Shom. There was a candle there. Velokach Avuko Vehidlik Mane. He took an avuko to light it from the ner. So the question they ask is, one thing, you already have one ner there. So why take an avuko? Take another ner and join the two together. Why make like three lights, original light, and now you have an avuko of two? Take another ner and join the two together. Why do you have to take an avuko for such a thing? Dailoch likach oid ner echod. You'll have two candles. Taino has shaga. V'ne'echot shemadlik. Sach ha'kel, you'll have two. Hey, shevloi, ha'shamish obit kach me'atmul. The shamish did on his own accord. Be'emet, ein tzach ne'echot. You only need to add an extra candle and join the two together. V'al ze'ik sheloi. On that, he asked him, al kol ponim, shoma ha'shamish, eize dovo mizemi. Mima, he must have heard something to do with an avuka, if he took an avuka to make it. He says, yeah, nachalami, he heard from me that you need an avuka, stam, you need avuka. He didn't look up, now once you already have an air, and then you don't need to take another avuka and join the two together. So it's similar to the motra, but not ad kedei kach. I mean, the Tazmon Ganavam says, pshat in the stories, there was a miscommunication. There was a miscommunication. He thought he was asking him, why are you doing in this situation taking avuka from the ne? Just do a ne with the ne. That's good enough. To which he said, no, that wasn't my question. My question was, by bechlal are you doing in that avuka? To which he answered, no, avuka is mitzvah in a mufra. That Tazmag and Avram. So it comes out from Tazmag and Avram, if you have a candle there, just need to join another candle with it. That's good enough. You don't need to take, don't need to have a platted candle. There's no din to have a platted candle. It's just good enough to have two flames together. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying.
Or not to do nothing. Or just leave one, right? Or just...
No. He's saying that you should make with two.
You should make.
Should make with two, but just okay. not to have a platted candle, just two candles together would be good enough as well.
What if it's easier for me to get...
Before you ask questions, I'd like to ask one favor, yeah? A question which is negated, pshat, what we just learned, I'm happy to answer. But any halachic shayla, mi'atzeh shem at 10:30.
No, pshat.
Pshat.
The candle that he took, that he made the avuka from, was that candle pre-existing? Or was that something...
No, he took a candle and lit it from this one. That's
right, but the one that he lit it from...
There was an existing candle.
This is a regular Motzei Shabbos.
Yes, he had like a 24-hour candle.
So would it not be that he wanted it to be a new candle?
No. It says why. Because avuka says why this.
But what about the idea that it should be a new flame if it was a regular Motzei Shabbos and not off of Yom Kippur? Why could that not have been a reason?
We don't know of any such halachas. To be make a fresh flame.
Didn't come into Gemara.
Didn't come into Gemara here.
Does anyone bring up the point that this is like the second time in a row that Rava was asked to Shaila? He gave a shvach answer, and then he gave the real answer afterwards. Like, why is
it beforehand? You also did that. Yeah. Yeah. No, they ask you over here, they don't ask you beforehand. So beforehand I had a good chat, I thought. Beforehand, he understood Reish Kedusha was like that.
So Rabbi the Gadol Hador of Chaim, can I ask you, say, oh, in Bibi's house, they did like this, that's why I did
it. Reish Kedusha, please.
Reish Kedusha was the represent the government representative, wasn't
it? No. Reish Kedusha generally, the Bay Reish Kedusha, the Rabbonim used to be there. The Gemara in Sukkot Afel, Lamed Aleph says there was a story about a woman that was upset because the sukkah of the Be'erish Kelusa was made from stolen stuff.
Right.
But all the rabbis were sitting there, that's what the Gemara says. You're right, the Be'erish Kelusa was like the Rosh HaKol, but it was a place where all the rabbis would be. So if in the Be'erish Kelusa they did like that, you can be sure that was done Peter. Right? You're right. The Be'erish Kelusa himself maybe wasn't anything to write home about. But in the Be'erish Kelusa, that was authoritative. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, that was the Pshat. That's the Gemara. He did on his own. We've seen now two Pshatim. What Lamaisa was, what he did on his own. But one thing is clear, there's no din to have a plaited candle. That's what's coming out from both according to Rava and according to the Magen Avraham Taz. There's no din to have a plaited candle. Whether to put the two candles together, that the Taz and Magen Avraham seem to say there's an Indian of putting two candles together. So, fine. Next, the next half of the Gemara. Posach v'Omar, Rava started to say Avdalah. And this is what he said. Hamavdil bin Kodesh l'choyl, bin oy l'choyshech, bin Yisrael l'amim, bin yoy mashvi l'sheshes yimei hamasa. That's like we all say, right? Amalei. So this Shammah said to him, Lomacha kolehai, why are you saying so much? V'Omar Yehuda my Rav, Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Hamavdil bin Kodesh l'choyl, it's, if you say Hamavdil bin Kodesh l'choyl, Zuy Avdalosay, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That's good enough. That's the Avdalah of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So why are you saying so much? This is how I hold. I hold like this opinion. If somebody's saying the minimum of the Avdalah, shouldn't do less than three. And somebody wants to do more Avdalahs, mention more Avdalahs, is like Yosef al Zayin, shouldn't say more than seven. So I say like them. So I said, I said more than one, because I hold like these opinions, which say you shouldn't do less than three and not more than seven. So Joshbam, wouldn't do more. So you shouldn't do al seven. We're gonna say where the seven are. It's later, it's actually mentioned much later on. We're gonna get to it later on. Won't be before Shavuos, but that's where this sell.
But he meant three or seven, or did he mean between three and seven?
So the Gemara said between three and seven. So what's your difficulty?
We're going to see in a second. He's going to ask him. You didn't say three. You didn't say seven.
Right. You didn't say three and you didn't say seven. So why are you saying
four?
Four. So the question is that Yos is asking. He said over here, you shouldn't do less than three or more than seven, but I'm doing four, that's not less than three or not more than seven, so what's the problem? So we're going to see Tosfos answer that question. Says the Rashbam, the first Rashbam on Omad Aleph, Darba Omar, you said Arba, Omar Isa, why did you do four? Im lit vices amut, if you're a type of guy that likes to do with the minimum, so do the minimum, Dayach Begimel. Pim Rabbi's boss, and if you like to add, do the maximum. Why are you coming into this? Why pick on four? I can understand you maybe don't like to do so much, so do three. I can understand you like to add, so do seven. Why are you some type of middle ground man of four? What's your svar? Tosis has a different shot. Tosis at the top of the Ahmed, Omar Loitlas Omar Vleshev Omar, says Tosis, Omistoma Oigim Aloizayin Tiknu. When they said don't do less than three or don't do more than seven, Mistam, they were magbit to do three or seven. Because three is obviously representing something. Keneged Shumdova. Mistam, Oigim, Oizayin, Tiknu, Keneged Shumdova. They're Mesakin, three or seven, Keneged Shumdova. Shaloi Lifchois, Oiloisim, not to add or subtract. Or the other end.
It's something? It doesn't say what?
He doesn't say what it is. Mistam, when they're Mesakin, three and seven, was Keneged something. Doesn't say what it is.
Particularly.
He shouldn't do less than seven. Which there is talking about the tzitzis. Tzitzis are made with chulios. Chulios are the space in between the knots. So it says you shouldn't have less than seven spaces and you shouldn't have more than 13 spaces. So, and why? Because the 7 is connected to the Rekia, and the 13 is connected to the spaces in between the 7 Rekias. With 7 Rekias, with 6 spaces, it makes 13. So Mela says, the Gemara there, you shouldn't do less than 7 and more than 13. The Kamavan, you shouldn't do 9, because 9 is not any of those. When they said 7, they instituted because of the Rekiam. So then they said 13, it was connected to the spaces. Kamavan, everyone noticed, and their tzitzis, they don't do that, right? In your tzitzis, we have four spaces. We don't have seven. It's negative the Gemara. What's going on? Yossi, matim for you to follow the Gemara. So, what's pshat? So Gemara then says, since we don't have tchelis nowadays, so therefore we're not makbid on these things. But I guess, I don't know about this, so I'm just guessing, but the wrapping round, we do wrap round, there we're makbid, the first one should be 7, the highest should be 13. So maybe it is because of that.
Yeah, I thought that's
what we're
talking about.
No, it's not. It's talking about chulius, space in between. Okay, fine. No, it's not the wraps.
Space in between.
Space in between.
What do you call it?
Chulius.
Between the knobs? Space between the knobs.
Space between
the knobs.
I don't want to call that the wraps. Okay, fine.
No,
it's not the amount of times you wrap.
Not the amount.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever it is, the space in between the knots. Chulius. Ribs. Okay, fine. So that was the question of the Gemara. So why are you doing 4? You should either do 3 or 7. Amale Ibro, Bemet. Bein Yoyim Ashvila, Sheiz Meyamasa, Mehen Chasimahu. That I said, Hamadim and Kedzer Choyl, Bein Oyel Choyshach, Bein Yisrael Amim. The last one is just Mehen Chasima, just to conclude the bracha with a Chasima, Ken Chasima.
Sorry, I have a good question. Can't you be referring to one type for Shabbos Pechol and one type for Kodesh Kodesh? The numbers that we're talking about?
No. And it's 7.
You do 7.
Yeah, that's Tosis Miyat Hashem. Please ask the question. Yeah. Very good. So, back to where we're holding. Ibra, Bin Yemesh Yel Shiz Miyamas Men Chasimu. For all my Rebbe Yudah Meshmuel, and Rebbe Yudah Meshmuel said, Amav Del Tzoch Shoyoyma Men Chasimu. That somebody who makes a bracha, when you make Havdalah, you should always end off Men Chasima Somach Chasima. So close to when you finish, you should say Men Chasima. Pumbedisoi, which are the people from Pumbedisa. They say, Omri, you don't end off like you concluding the bracha, but rather like you started the bracha. Men Psichoson Somach Chasima. You conclude the bracha, you add a little thing at the end, which is similar to what you began. So, Amavdil ben Kodesh Lechoyim, Bein Oyel Lechoyshech, Bein Yisrael Amim, Bein Yom Hashvi'i L'Sheishes Yemei Hamasa, all those are being Mavdil ben Kodesh Lechoyim. So, there's no real big difference if we ending off saying Bein Yisrael Amim, Bein Yom Hashvi'i L'Sheishes Yemei Hamasa, all of those are Abdelim ben Kodesh Lechoyim. So, when we say that you have to end off like you started, like you ended, there's no nafka mila really on a normal Havdalah. The only nafka mila is on this Motzei Shabbos. This Motzei Shabbos, when the end of the bracha is Hamavdil, what had we end off? Bracha Hashem, Hamavdil min Kodesh Lechoyim, right? But on Motzei Shabbos, we end off Hamavdil min Kodesh Lechoyim. Now there's a din that the bracha that you end off has to end off, Bracha Hashem, Hamavdil min Kodesh Lechoyim, has to be preceded with something
Main.
Which is to do with what you're ending. But the shaila is, does it precede? The thing preceding, is it what you started the bracha is with, or what you ended the bracha with? When we end off bracha, we start off our mabda. Hamad ben kedzuchol, ben yisrael amin ben yemeshir shid meyamase. Yeah. Ayin achosha ben yisrael amin ben yemeshir shid meyamase. Bracha tashem hamabda ben kedzuchol. That's our normal hamdara. So when we end off hamabda ben kedzuchol, is actually connected both with what we began and with what we ended. We started with Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechoyim, and we also ended off with Bein Yom Hashvi'i L'Sheishes Yemei Hamasa. Both of those are Bein Kodesh Lechoyim. But it is relevant on this Motzei Shabbos. In this Motzei Shabbos, we end off the bracha is Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechoyim. So now we need to have something which is to do with Kodesh Lechoyim. So now, if you're going to start off, like he's going to speak it through. So everyone has a siddur. Where's the siddur?
I'm Amim is also connected to Amim Kodesh Kol. So why do you have to add a fourth thing? We say that the last one I did was in order that it should be connected. You don't need the last thing, even without the last thing.
Right. That's a very good question. That's a question which I had and have. I don't really know an answer to that at the moment. It's a very good question. Top, so... Oh, everyone's got different page numbers. Okay, we'll have to manage. If you go to Hilchot to Tefillah of Yom Tov, in the Nistadet, page 410. Neseda, it is 444, or 410. And the article is page
658, 659.
Yeah. Right. So the Abdullah that we say is, this is the end of the Kiddush. The end of the Kiddush. We say Abdullah. This is the haz of the Yaknas. So we say Hamavdil bin Kiddush Achol, bin Oyel Achoyshech, bin Yisrael Amim, bin Yom Hashvi Leshishis Me'amase, bin Kedusha Shabbos Kedusha Yom Ibdalto. So now here we concluded with Kodesh the Kodesh. So here we can't end off with
beginning.
So that's not Kodesh the Kodesh, that's Kodesh the Kodesh. You also can't end off with Bein Kodesh the Chol. So you're going to have to add in something with is to do with the Kedusha. So let's see that in the Gemara. So Gemara says, "May benayu, ikum benayu yontev shechol yis achas Shabbos." The difference whether we end off me'en apsicha or me'en chasima is negea on yontev, which is a matzah Shabbos. The chosminam ben kodesh kodesh, we end off with ben kodesh kodesh. Mandoma memdal is mandoma me'en psichoson samach chasimoson. The one that says that you need to have similar to how you started with. Close to the end, loy boy le meimer bin kedushas Shabbos le kedushas Yom Tov v'Vdalta. You don't need to add in the inyan of kedusha because all you need to do is how you started samach le chasimo. And how did we start off? We started with a mavdil bin kedush l'chol, so that's okay. You don't need to have like you finished. You have to have like you started.
Mm-hmm.
The one that says that you need to have similar to the end of the bracha, which was a mavdil bin kodesh l'kodesh, then you'll have to say boy lemeimer. We'll have to say bin kedushas Shabbos the kedushas Yom Tov v'Vdalto. Then we're gonna have to add in a bit about bin kedushas Shabbos the kedushas Yom Tov v'Vdalto, and that's how we do. We add in. So let's be mistaken what we had in the sugya. We had a normal havdalah. A normal havdalah is three. Then we're going to end off hamavdil bin kodesh l'chol, right? So then we're going to end off hamavdil bin kodesh l'chol. Now there's a din to end off samach l'chasima. So now Reb Motcha is right. Even had we not added on anything, it would have been Samach HaChasima, it would have been Doim HaChasima, because Hamav Dvin Kedjuchu Ben Eilachich Ben Yisrael HaAmim is also Samach HaChasima, is Doim HaChasima. But Kanereh, since Ben Yisrael HaAmim is a difference between Kedjuchu Ben Yisrael HaAmim, right? Kedjuchu, the Jews and the nations are Kedjuchu. But since there's a din, when you have a long bracha, to add a bit, it should be doima to chasima, so he was makbid to add in bein yom Shabbos. No. Talking about a weekday. Shabbos going into a weekday. So he adds in bein yom Shvi'i l'sheish l'me'amaseh, which was added purely, that's what the Gemara said, added purely because it's an inyan to tie up the brach which ending off the brach at Hashem with something, so maybe we added in that extra clause. Now on Yontef, that's very relevant now because on Yontef, how we pasken that you do ken a chasima, that we add in something extra for the chasima. So therefore on Yontef we have to add in now, and Yontef the chasima is kodesh kodesh. So Yontef we have to add in an inyan of kedusha. If we would leave it like a normal Abdullah, then we wouldn't be able to end off being kodesh to kodesh, because kodesh to kodesh is talking about kedusha, and being sala amim is talking about hevdel bin kodesh to chol. So maybe we have to add in something, which we do add in being kedusha Shabbos to kedusha Yom Tov hevdalto, and then we bring in this idea.
How does this work? They said that you wouldn't have to add it because you have the beginning. Right. The beginning says Amad and Kodesh Chol. We're ending Bein Kodesh to Kodesh. that's not similar.
Right, they say you don't have to be. They say you have to add in the bit before you make the bracha, you have to add in similar to the beginning. When you have a long bracha and you end off with the Baruchat Hashem, does your last clause before you say the Baruchat Hashem have to be similar to the Baruchat Hashem or similar to how you began the bracha? So Pumadisa says how you began the bracha. So maybe it doesn't matter, but Yom Yishvi Lashay Shemayim Ha'az is similar to how you began.
I thought they're saying the end of the bracha needs to be similar to the beginning, and the beginning therefore should have been different.
No, no, the end of them means the last clause before last you clause. Say Baruchat Hashem has to be similar to the beginning of the bracha. So Pumadisa says, it's very good, I don't need to add anything. Now, we don't pass on Pumadisa, we hold like the other, like the Shitzes of Rabbi Yudam and Shmuel, that the last clause has to be similar to the end of the bracha. The last clause, before you say Baruchat Hashem, has to be similar to Baruchat Hashem. And in Baruchat Hashem, we say Ma'adubin Kedusha Kodesh. So mainly the last clause of the bracha has to be to do with the Kedusha. So mainly we add in Inyonim of Kedusha. Kedash Toiv, Dalta, Kedash to something, so Kedusha Secha. We add in all that in. Says the Rashba. Dr. Rashba. Menach Hasima Velav Miminyonu. Chasima Seif HaBorcha Chasim BeBoruch. The Chasima is the end of the Boruch, the end of Boruch HaTashem. Psichosam is Atzchelosan. Amai Binayu Da Birch Zavdala Men Psichosan Omen Chasimosan Iker Mechein Ui Boruchis. So now come in here Yontif Shechol Yitzach HaShabiz Teboi Lemichtem Ben Kodesh HaKodesh. You have to end off Ben Kodesh HaKodesh. So Manda Oma Hochi Gazir Manda Oma Men Chasimosan Soma Chasimosan. You have to say bring dusha Shabbos, kedusha Yontov, vivdalto. Och, yavdinon lafuki nafshi miplugta. That's what we do to avoid machlokes. Daniel's
asking.
Yeah, we're adding something which is not necessary according to Pumadisa. You're asking that it's not even true according to Pumadisa.
You're
Nia's asking a valid question. According to Pumbedisa, you have to, that's what smash when they go, you have to end off the bracha with a connection of something that you started the bracha with. You started the bracha, Mabdil, Pinkoj Zachoyah. So the last clause of the bracha has to be something to do with Tusha Kodesh Zachoyah. So, and we're ending off the, in our Yaknahaz, we're ending off being Dusha's. If Dalta Bigdashta Zamchi Sa Bigdusha Secha, we ended up something we do with Kodesh and Kodesh, not Kodesh and Chayil. So Rashbam says, so very good, we hold like the Yudam Shmuel, but the Rashbam says, no, we're doing it to avoid Machlekas. So frankly, but Dinia is not avoiding Machlekas. According to Pumbedisa, this isn't good because when you're concluding the Bracha, you're not talking about being Kodesh and Chayil. I didn't think of that, Dinia, I have to think of an answer. Oh yeah.
The language of the Gemara would ask from the Lamanim are that you need a Meir, a Sicha, some of the Chasima, Kedush Shabbat, Kedush Shabbat, Kedush Delta. It is they don't do it, so it's not necessary. So it's not that the Rosh was taking the Gemara literally.
Yeah, but you asked me why. Why then? Why.
Somehow they're okay, even though you're throwing that clause in there and you're interrupting between the Meir.
So where's that Ben Kodesh Shachol?
The part Ben Kodesh Shachol is the next part. Is the part after.
It's the part
of Ben Kodesh Shachol. The next part.
that's Yom Hashvi Mishesh Yisimei Maaseh, Kiddushta.
Ah, so you're saying it doesn't have to be mamish adjacent to it as long as it's pretty close.
The last statement.
It's not the last one. The last statement was Ibdal to Bigdash is Ampri Sobigdash Zechon. Ibdal to
Bigdash
Zechon. No, Ibdal to Bigdash is Ampri Sobigdash Zechon. The Kedusha of Klaliso. Klaliso of Kedush. The Kedushkanim and Rabim. Okay, I have to think about it. Yet Shem.
I don't know something else. We're saying really you can just say one bracha. That's what Rabbi Nasi said. But I'm telling you two things. If you want to do more, you can do three.
Yeah.
And the third one needs to be like the chasima.
Yeah.
So where do we get the idea? You could do three and then add one more so it should be like the chasima.
Not the third one.
As you do three and then add a fourth one. So
every long bracha.
If I tell you to make three and the last one, I say if you want to make a longer bracha, you could do three.
No.
But the last one has to be like the chasima. Where do you get make three and add a fourth to be like the chasima?
No. We'll say again. Yeah, you're doing three abdolas. That's what I'm doing. Now there's a halacha that if you have a long bracha, you have to add a clause at the end, so it should be comparable to the chasima. That's you're adding a clause.
But where's the verse say add a clause? Why don't you say make that your third?
That was your Amara before, and I'm saying that's what he's understanding. The Gemara, when you have a chasima, when you have a bracha, you have the bracha, and then there's a din to add a point, which is me'en chasima. There's a din, and that's why that one wasn't counted. I want to see this tesis here. Tesis. Boy Lameima, the third thesis. Keep your Sidurim open. Boy Lameima, Mekdush Shams, Mekdush Yom Tov Vitalta. Shor Rebbe Ephraim is Rabbeinu Tam. Ephraim asked Rabbeinu Tam. Lama Nogo Oilam Lohisif, Veloima, why is it that on Yom Tov of Yaknaz we have so much Arichas? Veloima, Siem Ashvi, Mishis Mimas, Gedash Toy, Vitalta, Gedash Tam Chisov, Gedush Zero, Tainze Loimen Psicha, Veloimen Chasima. Why on earth do we add in all that extra thing? It was good enough just to add in Pingdush Shabbos, Pingdush Yom Tov, Vibdalto. That's all we needed. Pingdush Shabbos, Pingdush Yom Tov, Vibdalto. Why do we add in so much more about that? If you look in the Gemara said all you needed to add in was Pingdush Shabbos, Pingdush Yom Tov, Vibdalto. So why do we add in a whole bunch more? We add in Asiyam Ashish, Ismayam Aisei, Vibdalto, Vibdashto. Why do we add in all that? Says the Hishim Raya Benatam. Benatam answer. Mishum Chibasa Yoyim. Because Yom Tov is such a special day. Harichu Kedei Loima Pam Achas. One time in the year, we should say Me'en Zayin Avdolis. Should say something like Zayin Avdolis. Should say Ben Kodesh Shechoy Dechot. So now, if we go to the Brachas. Hamavda Ben Kodesh Shechoy. We want to get to Zayin Avdolis. So Hamavda Ben Kodesh Shechoy, that's the first. Bein Oyel HaChodesh is the second. Bein Yisrael HaAmim is the third. Bein Yom HaShvi L'Shish Mei Maaseh is the fourth. Bein Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov Ibdalta, that is
fifth.
That's really the fifth. Now, Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov Ibdalta. So now Tosa says, in Yom Tov there's two things, there's two aspects. In which way is Kedusha Shabbos better than Kedusha Yom Tov? Because on Shabbos you're not allowed to do any melachos on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Eichel Nefesh. Ves Yom HaShvi, that's the Hemshech of the brachos. Yom HaShvi, Mishesh Mei HaMaisik Yidashto, says Tosas, that is Chol HaMoed. On Shabbos you're not allowed to do Dova Ovid, and on Chol HaMoed you are to show you Dova Ovid, Dova Shabbos Asa. So we have another hevdel between Shabbos and Yom Tov, that Yom Tov you're allowed to chol hamoed, you're allowed to do melachos, and of Dova Ovid, and on Shabbos you're not. So this one long thing is one long havdalah. Being Dusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yom Tov, Vivdalto, is Yom Hashim, is a hevdel between Yom Tov and Shabbos. So on Yom Tov and Shabbos, Yom Tov you're not allowed to do, you are allowed to Eichel Nefesh, Shabbos you're not. And Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do Ovid, and Shabbos you're not. Zeh Chiluk, Shabbos Yom Tov, V'hi Avdola Achas, Hari Hei, that's five. Hivdalto V'Kedash Nezam Chiso V'Kedush Hasecho, that's another two. There's another two Avdolis. Shtei Avdolis Ben Kenim Levim Yisraelim. There's Kenim Levim, and there's Yisraelim, and Levim Yisraelim. V'av V'Ave Me'en Chasima, D'Ben Kedush HaKedush. Klali Sol, Kiddush and Kiddush, that's Men Chasim. So Men says Rabbi Ephraim, be Karon, we could have just ended off being Dush Shabbos and Dush Yom Tov Dalta, like the Gemara says. But indeed, we add on more just for Chavivas Hayoim, and then the Chasima of Kiddush and Kiddush is now being pushed off to the Chasima of Klali Sol, the difference between the Kiddush and the Levim, or the Kiddush and the Israel. That's how Tosis learns. There's numerous little questions on this Gemara, which I'll let you think about whether you... The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said that the Chasima is the Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha Yom Tov. And we don't do like that. That's our aura. We don't do like that. Our minig is not to do like the Gemara says, but rather to add in a Shlav afterwards. Another aura is that the Gemara, the Tosis is saying that we explain being Dushas Shabbos Yom Tov which way. That on Shabbos you're not allowed to do Dova Ovid, Cholamayit you're allowed to do Dova Ovid. But on Yom Tov you're not allowed to do Dova Ovid. So it's a bit not Meduk to say being Shabbos the Shishim Amayis. Even Yom Tov is the same. It's another Or on Tosis. If you're little Oris on Tosis, the Rosh is Aimed on these Nakudas. If you have time, you can look at the Rosh on this. It's Kedai. The Rosh is on. We're going to be doing it in Shia, but it's Kedai to go through the Rosh. The Rosh is Perik Yud Kamavan.
Where is that?
The Rosh is Perik Yud. The Rosh K is over here. It's before the Rif.
One of the first.
Before the Rif, before the Mashal. It's in Simon Yud Aleph.
Rabbi Asher.
Yeah, Rabbi Asher. Simon Yud Aleph. Simon Yud Aleph is quite simple reading.
Simon Yud Aleph. It's going to say the Daf also, our Daf?
It should say your Daf, yeah. Rabbi. No, you're in the Mashal already.
I'm Mashal.
Top, I just want to share with you a Medrash. We end off for Shavuos. And share with you a Medrash like this. The Medrash says, Medrash in Parshas Metzorah. Hevchonon de tzipori in posar kro bitlulis. He said a moshel. Bitlulis zu shel offer with a pile of offer. Misha tipish. There's a massive pile of offer in somebody's fields. So a tipish says, Mawoyme, a tipish, somebody's foolish, says like this. Mi yochoy liktsis zu, who can clear away this pile of earth? Such a massive mound of earth. Who can do it? I can't do it. Misha Pikeach Ma'oim. Somebody who's a Pikeach will say, Harini Kitzitz, I'll clear away a little bit today. Shtei Mishpolis Hayoim. Shtei Mishpolis Tamocha. I'll take away a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow. Achani Kitzitz is Kulo. Until I can get rid of the whole thing. Kach, says the Medrash. Misha Tipish, somebody who's a fool, Loimer. Who can learn the whole Torah? Nezikin and Shloshim Brokim, Bobakam, Bobatib, Abbas is 30 Brokim. Kalim has Shloshim Brokim. Here you go, a massive amount of Shas. How am I going to manage to get through the whole thing? Misha Pikach, Mawimer, Ayini Shane, Shnei Alochas Ayim, I learn 2 Alochas a day, Shnei Alochas Amocha, 2 Alochas Amor, and that's how I'll manage to conquer it. Achani Shane is Kalatu. That's the first Moshe. The second mashal, Amar Abami, Amar Biechon. I'll give you a mashal, Lekikar Tola Ba'aviri. There's a loaf which is hanged up somehow on top of that bookcase up there, 3 floors high. Ba'aviri Shal Ba'is. Misha Tipe Shomer Miyocholo Yidaze. Who can get that down? Forget it, I'm not going to bother. Misha Pikeach Shomer Loyachet Toloi. Somebody else hanged up, right? Somebody else hanged up, it's obviously possible to get it down. Hello, maybe Shnei Konim, I'll bring 2 reeds, Umesafkan Zelizah, I'll tie them to each other until I knock down the loaf of bread, Umarida, and I'll get my loaf of bread. Kach, says the Medrash. Misha Tipesh, somebody who's a Tipesh. Omer, Miocha Lil Matoya, Shebeliba Shechacham, who can learn such Torah? You need to be so wise for it. Sirbil Yashiv, he was able to learn the Torah, but me, who can I? Who am I? Misha Pikech, Omer. Somebody who cared from himself, what, Rabbi Yashiv was born that way? He didn't learn it from someone else, he learned it from somebody else. So too, I'll go, Ela Arini, Leimin Shtei Halachas Ayoyim, I'll learn 2 Halachas today, Ve'eshtayim Lamacha, Ad Sheni Leimin Dizkala Teri Kula. And then Reb Levi said the third moshel. Moshel etraskel nokuv. Sheshocha, they had somebody had a basket with a hole at the bottom. Sheshocha ba'ol of pa'elim in the malaysoi. The bailim, the owner, to paid workers to fill up this basket with fruit and to empty it somewhere else and continue to fill up this basket. Misha tipish, ma'oi, ma tipish, so what does he say? Mani ma'el bezeh. Machlins bezeh, ma'it bezeh. I put in water in here and the water comes out. So what have I gained by that? Misha bekeh, ma'oi, ma'el. V'lois chal kol chavis v'chavis, and you know, tell. He's paying me to do it. Who cares if there's water? I'm getting paid to fill up and empty. The water's going out, big deal. Kach, miu tipish, ma'oi, ma'el. Somebody's a tipish, what does he say? I'm learning to forget it. It goes in one end, goes out the other. What's the point? Hashem gives you for the work. Even if all goes through, you forget what you learn, you get the work. So what are these three mashalim? Each mashal is to represent a slightly different aspect. Sometimes the person can feel overwhelmed with the amount that you have to learn. That's the first mashal. There's three reasons why a person might feel like it's not for him. Be overwhelmed by the amount. So now only this amount, and you can see so much to learn, there's no way to do it. Says the marshal, that's not a way to look at it. Learn a little bit every day. Eventually you'll conquer the mount. Second marshal is, it's too high for me. It's I'm not that madriga yet. How am I meant to be able to understand all that yet? Third says, yeah, you're right, you're not there yet. Do a rung, every day another rung, eventually you get up to that. The third marshal is about the hardest one to understand. That, don't worry, the Bainshim is going to give you schar, even though you're going to forget all the Bainshim is going to give you schar. But still, okay, you get schar for your omol. But still, what's the whole point in the whole idea? The answer is, if the Bainshim gives you schar for your omol, there's obviously a reason for it. This guy that's paying the person to bring the sal, move it, the water from place to place, he's paying him for a reason, he's not a foolish guy. So obviously that's the only kli he has. And to a bit that will get poured in, eventually I'll get my water. I'll get a little bit. And I'm willing to pay somebody for that. So the Rebbeinu's paying us for our work, although we're forgetting what we're learning, but he's paying us for our work. The Rebbeinu's got a cheshbon. It's true you forget it, but to the halacha, some of it will stick in. Some of it will stick in your mind, and some of it eventually, those little bits will join together and will make the become clear for you. So Memela says the Medrash, we come to Matan Torah. There are no excuses. There are no excuses, although Torah is vast. But that's not our job. We saw in Memchis Kinani Torah, every little stage where we have to learn. What we are, our avodah is to learn that little bit. The Shtei Halachos today, and although maybe we've forgotten what we learned at the beginning of this month, that's what we're going to do Chazara now. That's our avodah, to do the Chazara and to try and learn what the Rebbeinu wants from us. Miyat Hashem, tomorrow, Shabbos, Sunday, are important days. Shoshim Agbala is important days. I'd very much like if everyone could try and start the Chazara. Tomorrow is Seder Limud, not official one, but other Abba. Those that can come tomorrow
the same time
to learn, I'll be in the Beis Medrash. I'm happy to answer the questions you want to pose. Try what you can between 9 and 11, whatever you can do. Definitely Shabbos to try and learn something. Motzei Shabbos, we've agreed we're coming to. So, don't even want to get together? If you do, I'll be here anyway, to be mindful, to learn, and what the aim of the game is. From Omer B'Yudah Mishmul, from Daf Kuf Beis and Aleph, Tana Rabbonon, Kuf Beis and Aleph, Tana Rabbonon, until to reach where we're up to over the next 3 days. Test Yemiatz Hashem.
Oh no.